The Trump administration infrastructure plan is finally out. The headline number is $1.5 trillion, but only $200 billion of that would come from the federal government over a decade. Cities, states, and private investment would make up the rest. Joining us now with his thoughts is former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, a Democrat and founder of the group Building America's Future. That's a bipartisan coalition focused on U.S. infrastructure investment. Governor, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
And what are your initial reactions to the Trump administration's infrastructure plan?
Well, it's a joke. There is no plan. American Society of Civil Engineers says to get our infrastructure back to fair condition, we have to spend $2 trillion in the next 10 years above what we've been spending. The Trump plan only devotes $200 billion, that's $20 billion a year, to the infrastructure revitalization. That's 10% of what the American Society of Civil Engineers recommends. And they're not doing it with new revenue. They're doing it by cutting other parts of the budget. So we're not even sure that they'll get to $20 billion a year on a yearly basis. So it's a joke. It also changes the level of state contribution, which used to be 20% state, 80% federal. It changes that to, it flips it, 20% federal and 80% state. States just are not going to be able to take advantage of even this limited amount of money. It does virtually nothing to help infrastructure development, and it's very disappointing. The president during the campaign said he was going to spend $1 trillion on infrastructure. He's not doing that. He's spending 20% of that. The president said he was going to do big projects. There's practically no money in there for big projects. It's a joke. They can spend $341 million giving a tax cut to real estate developers, which they just did, and yet only spend $200 billion on infrastructure that affects every American. It's a cruel hoax.
Well, the administration believes, or they say, that they'll be able to leverage private dollars to help out with this. Do you buy that?
Well, they may be able to leverage some private dollars, and they did some things like removing the state ban on tolling that will help that. But let me give you an example. We have 60,000 structurally deficient bridges in America. I would say about 100 of them generate enough traffic to be tolled. And, of course, you have to have a toll or a tax to get private investment because private investors want a return on their investment. And that makes sense. It's common sense. So for 100 bridges, you might be able to do it with an infusion of private sector money. But for 59,900 other bridges, it's government, and I mean local, state, and federal government, that bear that responsibility.
The plan calls for $50 billion specifically for rural infrastructure projects to be given as block grants. What do you think about that part of it, and what kind of projects do you think are needed in rural America right now?
Well, some places in rural America have a heavy need, like Montana and the Dakotas, because that's where the natural gas has been discovered, and so there's a lot of trucking needs. But generally, there are not big projects in rural areas. I think that money was thrown in just for political purposes.
We'll see if there's any money in this for trains and rail projects around the country. But I wonder what you think about the fact that people have looked at what's been going on in New York City, specifically where they've actually added to their subway, and it ends up costing way more than it does to add subway lines in other places. Is part of the problem that our costs are just so high in this country for infrastructure?
Well, yeah, that's true. And costs are high where there's the great demand. In New York and Philadelphia and a couple of other American cities, construction is going on at a frenetic pace. But it's not going to get any better. Ronald Reagan, when he raised the gas tax, and yes, listeners, Ronald Reagan raised the federal gas tax. When he did so, he said, why would we wait 5 or 10 years from now to do what's necessary, because it'll only be more expensive then.
What do you think about the Trump administration idea of shortening the permitting process for infrastructure projects? Will that make a difference?
It's a good idea. It will be helpful, but it won't make a difference. Look, you cannot do infrastructure revitalization on the cheap. And remember, these are assets we're building. For example, the Hoover Dam, a huge infrastructure project, was done by this country in the 1930s. Is the Hoover Dam still working to provide electricity to the area that it's located in? Yes, it is, almost 90 years later. Infrastructure produces assets that have long-term value. We should treat it differently than ordinary spending.
If you were to design an infrastructure plan right now, what would the most important projects be?
Well, projects that involve public safety. We've got dams that are structurally unsafe. We've got bridges that are structurally unsafe. We've got pipelines that are structurally unsafe. Those are the things we've got to get to first. Then the next thing is things that have economic competitiveness that can help our economy, that can create jobs. Only about a fourth of our ports on the East Coast are dredged deeply enough to receive the big Panamax liners that are coming through the expanded Panama Canal. So we're losing a lot of longshoreman jobs and trucker jobs to Canada, where the ports are ready to receive that type of cargo. So public safety first, economic competitiveness second would be the drivers.
One more thing. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on the White House response to the staff secretary, Rob Porter, leaving after two of his ex-wives publicly accused him of domestic abuse.
Well, it's confusing. When this first came out, General Kelly praised him. That was on Tuesday. He praised him again on Wednesday. And now he's claiming that as soon as he knew about this, he fired him. Well, that's just not credible. I mean, they've known about it. The guy hasn't had a security clearance. Wouldn't the chief of staff know why a person in that key position didn't have a security clearance? The president's reaction to this has been hugely disappointing. He's expressed sympathy on two or three occasions for Mr. Porter, but has never expressed even a shred or an iota of sympathy for the victims. And the victims, you saw those pictures and you heard those descriptions of what Mr. Porter did to them. That's brutal. And I don't know where the president's priorities are.
Should Kelly resign?
I don't know whether he should resign. I think he has made a mess of things. He hasn't been a good servant to the president. If the president didn't know about this and General Kelly didn't tell him, if I were president, he would be gone in 2 seconds.
That's Ed Rendell, a Democrat who was the governor of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.